Thank you for contacting us for housing assistance to help determine the best program for you and your needs. I have a short assessment to complete with you. Are you homeless, in need of housing, or behind on rent?
Yes. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm good.
Listen, I need some help. I just called a house door in Selma. I have four kids. She said all I can get is in the emergency house if I call y'all. I got a job in Selma, but I had to sign for it to live in Selma. I got this apartment, this house, you know, man, it's a fire. We're going to catch a fire. I mean, we're literally about to freeze. There's nothing, the house is about to fall in. This man rented me this house, and he wants my money back. Now I don't have nowhere to go with four kids. So I need some help.
So are you homeless and need of housing, or are you behind on rent?
Oh, no, I'm homeless. Like, the house is not able for us to live in. They don't have a refrigerator. They don't have the stove we put in there. I told them today I got to leave this house because I can't function in it. I'm homeless. I can't keep going. I'm homeless.
What's your name?
Jasmine Wood.
Jasmine?
No, ma'am, Jazzmin Woods.
Jazzmin?
Yes.
Woods?
Yes, ma'am.
And your phone number?
Yes. 229-405-5470.
229-405-5470.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have an email address that you like to provide?
My first name and my last name, JAZZMINWOODS_07@yahoo.com.
You said JAZZMINWOODS07@gmail?
Yes.
And your social security number?
It's 417-311-1742. I was on Section 8.
Are you a veteran or military dependent?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Your gender?
Female.
Primary race?
Black.
In ethnicity?
Hmm? Oh, I'm We ain't Hispanic, no.
And your date of birth, please.
9/5/88.
I have your zip code.
36701.
You said you're in Selma.
Yeah.
What county is that?
Dallas County.
Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
What is your last permanent address or your current address?
It's 224 Hardy Avenue, Selma, Alabama.
And you said that you're not sleeping outdoors in a vehicle or with a family or friends, right?
Well, I left the day, my grandma, but she only gave me a few days. So I left the apartment because I can't use it. And it's going to catch a fire. Like, it's raining in it. The floor, you walk in the kitchen, you almost see the ground. So I had to leave that apartment. I had to. And so that's how I left it this morning. And my grandma had, but she don't say I don't stay for a few days. But she moved me too fast out of it. You know, she older, I understand, but she really don't want us here. So she gave me a few days family. So I called the house door because I was on the waiting list. And I explained to her, she said, call these people right here. So.
And you said you left there yesterday?
I left there yesterday because, I mean, I'm out of resources. Like, I can't afford to try to fix it because I gave the rent man my money and stuff, thinking that I'm going to have somewhere decent in my head. And now I can't cook, no refrigerator, and the floor about to fall in, the bathroom don't work. So I had to do the best for me is leave at my grandma's house for a few, kind of come space there. You can stay here for a few days, but I'm having no mother. You got to leave, and I'm be leaving this summer. it was just too much. I had tried to call the housing authority and ask them when I was going to be up on the list because I need to stay. I can only stay there a few days, and I don't want to, you know, cause no conversation with my folks about them me living there. I really don't, but, you know, I didn't have nowhere to stay.
And how long were you in your previous house?
I moved there on the 1st. I moved from Georgia, and I moved in this house on the 1st. It's not livable. The 3 days you stayed there, like, we literally had to sleep in the car in the front yard because it was too cold to even stay in the house, and the heat nor the stove not working. So I'm like, wait a minute. I had to put my children in the front of the yard in the car so we can keep warm. It was cold this weekend. It was been cold. So I just felt like this, and I'm going to stay. My children got to go to school. I can't, no bath water. It's just horrible, and I can't get my money back.
Have you been laid off from work or lost employment?
Yes, I just gained employment. I'm waiting on my.
Have you applied for the Emergency Rental Assistance Program? Hello?